Mock Draft Sounder. Anytime we hear that, Drew has found us another mock draft. Where's this one at?
This one is from the 33rd team.
Okay.
Kyle Krabs.
Kyle Krabs.
Not to be mistaken with former college quarterback.
I don't think Kyle he Krabs. Was a former college quarterback, despite when you Google his name, it pulls up a photo of a UCLA quarterback.
Kyle Krabs is a very memorable name. I don't think you should have gone with that hard K sound to the first name when your last name is Krabs.
Kyle Krabs.
I think you should have softened that first one, you know? Kyle Krabs. It's too much.
That's aggressive.
I don't know anything about Kyle Krabs. I've never heard a single mock of his. Does his wife sell anything on Etsy? Do we have any
that's
background
Chris
on Kyle Krabs?
Or whatever.
That's what I'm saying. I'm just trying to figure out what Kyle Krabs' personal life
is. It
is like.
Not Chris Trapasso by any means. No, this is the 33rd team.
He's actually not with the 33rd team anymore.
Oh. Wait, what?
His last tweet. I'm not even kidding. His last tweet from Kyle Krabs. I've been informed that after the draft in April, my contract will end. He's employed until after. It says, I've been informed that after the draft in April, my contract with the 33rd team will not be renewed.
Yesterday.
Damn, Kyle Krabs.
February 23rd, I think.
He's still
employed, but he knows that he's done in 2 months. Anyway.
I promised to fire off mock drafts for a company that's not even going to pay him.
He's under contract.
The mock draft came out yesterday, I promise. Okay. It did not come out in February. All right. But with the 31st pick in the 2025 NFL draft, the Chiefs select, according to Kyle Krabs, Tyleek Williams, interior defensive lineman. Cody, guess where he played at?
Georgia.
That's a good guess, but it was Ohio State.
I told you, the Chiefs, historically, under Andy Reid and Brett Veach, do not draft Ohio State players.
This is interesting.
It's time to break the trend, dude.
I agree.
So he dives into the Tillery bag in his description. Kyle Krabs does.
Okay.
Kansas City lost Turk Wharton in free agency and is still thin here despite the addition of Jerry Tillery. Given the improving offensive lines across the AFC West, the Chiefs would be wise not to skimp at defensive tackle. Williams is an excellent run defender who could prospect next to Chris Jones.
Everyone thinks every defensive lineman will work if they just get to work next to Chris Jones.
It makes sense.
It is not the worst strategy.
Do you like the comp? I've never heard of this player that he's comped.
I hate comps, in which it's just like a player we don't even know.
NFL Network's Lance Zierlein. Comp, Alan McNeil.
Okay.
Who?
I don't know who that is.
What is his problem? Is he trying to prove he knows more about different football players more than any other planet? He comped a guy that had like 8 career NFL snaps a couple of weeks ago to a wide receiver.
This is a player legitimately I've never heard of. He is in the league still. He's 24 years old. He's 350 pounds, and he plays for the Detroit Lions. But I'll be honest, I've never heard. Some of the draft nerds probably have, but I've never heard
of
him.
What's his name?
Alum? A-L-I-M. Alum?
Alum as an alum.
Alum McNeil. That's the comp.
That actually does sound girthy, like lower a bear or something.
Girthy lower body with
No. He was one of the Detroit Lions who got hurt last year. Okay. He was one of the many defensive linemen for the Detroit Lions who got hurt.
I'm gonna
last
have to
year.
Say it again, Drew, because I couldn't finish the sentence. Here's the pro and strength for him. It says he has a girthy lower body with big meaty hands.
Oh my.
Reading the this is from NFL Network. Not my words.
From Lance.
Explosive and violent.
From our guy Lance.
Yep. I don't think you
shorter
should.
Arms allow Lancer blockers line. To crowd his frame. Hit or miss holding his ground against double teams.
We don't need to describe. There's nothing. This is like the Aikman audio that you guys played the one time earlier in the season.
Why? We're just describing.
Things taken out of context.
Should we get Kyle Krabs on to talk things. NFL draft and then we can try to like get him a job? Let's have about Kyle Krabs. I feel bad
to
for
be
him.
What our
he can just come on
know.
Once a week and talk draft, and then we'll just
we
be
saw
like,
your
reminder,
contract's not renewed.
Kyle
so
Krabs is available if anyone is looking for. No, I'm trying to help him. This is not like an insult. I want the guy to get a job.
Okay,
I like his choice of Alan McNeil comparisons. I like
he didn't comp him. He didn't comp him.
But I like the player.
Yeah, we'll ask him if he agrees with Lance Zierlein if this player Tyleek Williams has girthy lower body with big meaty hands.
So this is not only a round.
I'm just sorry. Can we start with some of these comps playing like the old "What's your fantasy music underneath it?" Because if you said that sentence,
I'm just reading it, man. You know
that's what he chose. That's what
I don't know
chose.
Why you have to make it so weird. That you know, I'm just reading it.
That could be the title. That could be the cover page description of a romance novel based on.
So
says,
are they
Lancer
marketing
Lines
this guy as an adult film star or an NFL prospect? I don't know. That's the first time I've seen that verbiage used in one sentence
together. I'm going to have something creative coming up my sleeve
for an NFL from, draft break. Prospect. What's that?
I'm going to have something creative coming back from break for you guys.
Thank you for that.
Considering we might as well go all the way now. This is not a one-round mock. This is a three-round
mock. Oh, I apologize. Who they got in the second?
So, in the second round, this is an interesting pick because the player is extremely talented, but it's a guy that they already may have filled a hole for. Xavier Watts, safety from Notre Dame.
They luck drafting safeties in the second round. They take a lot of second and third round safeties.
He's a very good
second round though. This year, you think?
His range is interesting. He's gone like early second,
Notre Dame guy,
to late second, maybe into the early third. He's had a bit of a range, but playmaker, ball hawking safety. The dude just makes plays.
Kyle Hamilton look. Maybe they can just turn.
He made plays all throughout the college football playoff. Not for them. So
okay. It's not
being an interesting pickup at a position that maybe isn't a quote unquote need, but it's one of those guys. Maybe you just take best available if the guy who you had on your board that you like at a spot wasn't there.
I think it's kind of like the way of cheating on corner a little bit. Maybe Connor can play more corner and less safety or less, you know, like maybe there's a little movement there.
Yeah. His comp.
Not anti
his comp. Malik Hooker.
Okay.
Yeah. He didn't work out too well.
It's a theme here. Okay.
No, that's the comp.
Malik.
He's a fine player.
Yeah. Malik Hooker's okay.
Would you rather have someone that's similar to Malik Hooker or someone that is lower body's girthy and meaty hands?
That one. I want the meaty hands guy.
It depends on what you need, I guess.
All right, who is the third round pick?
So two third round picks for the Chiefs, of course, at 66. Pick two in the third round is Marcus Embo, interior offensive lineman from Purdue. This is a spot that makes sense given what we've discussed before.
Totally.
Guard, guy that can potentially compete with Kingsley for that left guard spot. Third round pick, you're not taking too much risk.
No way to complain about that at all. Yeah. Got it. And now running back one. Probably with 95?
No.
Wide receiver?
Harold Fannin Jr.
Oh, tight end
out of Bowling Green. The dude
same prospects, right? A receiver.
Potentially big time, yeah.
I think this is the guy Bink likes.
Bink likes him a lot, yes.
Which tomorrow, who knows, we might have Bink on because
Bink
I believe
said he's
Bink,
down.
Character
yes,
concerns. Kristen Osero and Bink have their new mock draft out as well in the Character Concerns podcast. So I think we're going to have Bink call in tomorrow.
Who is Harold Fannin's comp? I'm sure they got a comp for him because he's been a popular enough pick. I'm sure that they've got.
He's going to say hold on, I want to guess first. He's going to say Evan Ingram.
Ooh, just because of
That actually might be.
Here we go. It's going to take us. Their site's a little slow today. We'll get you. I'll get you the comp.
That actually might be a good comp.
Not bad. Not bad.
Good guess.
Here we go. The comp is Juwan Johnson, the Carolina Panthers tight end.
That actually is a.
Okay.
I don't know if you, I think you would take him if you're the Chiefs because he was very good for the, like last year, I think there were games where he had like 8 or 9 catches.
Did you remember? I was somewhat interested in Juwan Johnson at tight end for the Chiefs.
They said Harold Fannin Jr. tight throughout his lower body is a weakness.
Too tight?
Too tight. Not good. That's not a good thing. You don't want to be
tight. Not like he's tight.
You don't want to be tight throughout your lower body. That's not good. You need to be loose.
In some ways, but not that. Got it. I said I was making it sound like
this is fucking weird.
I did not make it that. I was saying tight is in like, you know, the way people used to use the term.
Yep, I got you.
Like, this is tight.
So you're blaming the segment on gold for stretching it too far.
Not just specifically that part.
I'm trying to bring the comps to the people. These are names that a lot of listeners haven't heard of. We're trying to learn about these players.
No running
back. Their strengths, their cons, their weaknesses.
I want a running back in the top 3 rounds. I understand that there are starting running backs in the 5th or 6th round of this draft, but I want one of the better ones. Like, if you can get essentially a second round talent in the 3rd round at running back, I want it early.
Maybe we should get Kyle on to say, hey, how come you didn't have him taking a running back? Maybe he says, well, they just signed Kareem Hunt, and I don't know what they're going to do at running back. That's what we've talked
about.
Maybe
Kyle Krabs thinks there's a lot of guys good in the 4th or 5th, you know? And he doesn't want to risk the, by the time they get to the 3rd, because
reportedly they have a 5th or a 6th.
Right. Reportedly, they're like 8 to 10 running backs who are like top 3 round running backs.
Yes.
Teams are going to run
it's
out.
Deep.
Like, it's not, by the time you get to even the end of the 3rd, all those guys aren't going to be gone. Everybody will have already filled their running back need or have their running back needs already met.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they're not going to be like in the market for yet another one just because they're good. They're going to address some other needs.
So you're saying you could steal one maybe in the 4th round.
You might be able to, but I don't want to go any later than that. Like, that's the drop dead point for me. I don't want to, like, and not that Pacheco hasn't had some success. It's just
waiting till the 7th round is.
Yeah, it's sketchy. Just not like a regularly successful model unless you run like the offensive running scheme of a team like Kyle Shanahan, in which case it doesn't really matter where you took the person, if they're undrafted, it doesn't really matter. They'll have some amount of success. The Chiefs require a certain amount of talent in order for their run game to be successful. You can't just be like any dude off the street and run and make it work.
Yeah, it is a girthy lower body with big, meaty hands. Thanks, Drew. Thank you.
That is quite. You know what? Sounds like a good player to draft in the first round.
Definitely. I'm sold now. Yeah. Just totally sold.
I wasn't until Zerline described it.
Then yeah, once we found out the strengths.
I do want a defensive lineman probably in the first round. I would take a defensive lineman in, with one of my first three picks in every draft every year until I just like kept hitting. I would do it, and that's what the Eagles do. I would just never stop taking defensive linemen. You want to just think easiest way to get successful is do that. Once you got quarterback, especially.
What, Drew? What's so funny?
Text line.
What?
Someone says Fannin is 6'4", 230. He's more of a tight end.
Pro Football Focus compares him to Jonnu Smith. That was the other comment.
For the 913. So we got a guy.
I wouldn't mind a Jonnu style tight end. That'd be fun.
For the 913. So we got a guy with a large, girthy lower body and a guy with a tight lower body. It's a match made in heaven.